Hello and welcome to Free Risk Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about peer pressure and how it affects social media.
So peer pressure normally starts when one particular person in a group starts changing themselves, normally because they feel they have to.
And peer pressure usually takes place in school because as kids you don't know what's best for you and you end up with the wrong people, so you start to develop toxic friends that want you to do things you're not used to, and that can lead to peer pressure.
Some ways to help in this situation is go and talk to someone, like your parents or a counsellor.
It happens because people make the wrong friends and toxic friends, and then they get into the wrong groups and do things that they wouldn't usually do at home.
Social media is one of the main culprits for pressure, and peer pressure isn't a new thing. Kids who feel pressured normally become pressured because of their friends and what their friends are doing.
What peer pressure results in is that people choose the same clothes and hairstyle and joys their friends so they can look alike, and they also listen to the same music or watch the same TV shows just because they want to be able to talk to their friends. That's the negative impacts of this are that they change, so they're not themselves, and that can be really hard because if they change not themselves, it doesn't make them a good person. Anyway, thank you for listening to the Free Risk Podcast.